You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
TK, I'll let you respond to the conspiracy theory that the Penguins and Sidney Crosby decided that it would be in his best interest to rest his injury over the weekend to allow him to play in this tournament. If this tournament were not coming up, maybe he would have played versus Philly in New York, but they wanted to make sure he was close to 100% for Team Canada. What's your reaction to that?
One, that's just respect. You know, he might be the only guy, if that really did go down, that can do that, right? Just because of what he's done for the team. You know, when you have three Stanley Cups and you're the captain, you can do stuff like that. I'm not sure if it's true, you know, but I always think if Sid could have played, he would have played. He just loves hockey. He loves the Penguins. So I'm not sure how much depth I'd go or thought I'd go into that, but again, if he can play, he would probably play.
This is a new international competition. I've seen varying sort of opinions, TK, on how serious it is. A lot of people think it's just kind of a throwaway, but when you
some get, guys don't think there's going to be any hitting in this.
When you
TK.
Get international competition, though, how do you think Sid feels about this?
Well,
like in terms of the seriousness with which he'll take it.
Oh, it's. Whenever you put your country's jersey on, like, you're going to take it a lot more serious, you know? And, like, I know Canadians, I know Americans, I know, like, all those countries, they're coming to show that they have the best players in the world. I know Russia's not in it, and obviously it doesn't hold as much weight, but those other four countries, like, they're all hockey powerhouses for producing players. So they... It's going to be great hockey. Whenever you get those guys on the same team and how they gel and all that, like, it's going to be exciting hockey. I can't wait for tonight.
How about him?
I can't
him,
wait to see
Tyler
David and Crosby together.
Well, they're saying that he's going to play with MacKinnon on his left wing. What are your thoughts on him playing a wing position instead of center?
But, you know, I think he can play anything. Like, you know, especially with the way he picks up backhands and how good he is near the wall. I think he'd be a great winger. And then, you know, you would think they would have some chemistry, right, from training the last 25 years together in the summers, competing against each other. Like, I would think those two would have some really good chemistry. And, you know, those backdoor plays, those no-look plays, I would expect a lot of that from those two players. And obviously the way Sid dishes, the way MacKinnon can wheel, it's going to be fun hockey. It's going to be exciting, high-level hockey.
TK, what part of Sid's game, even at this age, when it's best on best for all four of these countries, against great competition and with great teammates, what do you think is the part of his game that's going to show out the best and still be world-class, even among world-class players?
Just his hockey IQ, you know, the way he can think, even the best player, I still think he thinks one step in front of those guys. You know, I still think he sees plays before they're happening, and with guys that know what he's thinking or have an idea where he's going to put the puck or what he wants them to do with it, that's going to make him just that much better. That being able to read the play before it happens with those kind of players, like, again, this is going to be real fun hockey to watch.
Thoughts on Erik Karlsson on Team Sweden? Better chance he is a star in this tournament, or like he's done for the Penguins multiple times, blows this thing up because he tries to do too much?
No, like, again, I thought he's played a lot better as of late. I think he's really kind of come into his own. You know what to expect. Like, at the end of the day, he's going to put up points for you. He's not going to be that big, rough defenseman in front of the net for you. But for this kind of tournament with, I wouldn't think, as much hitting, I think he's going to do really well. I think they're going to, you know, most teams are probably going to let him wheel and deal, and you can't let a guy like that because he's got the wheels, he's got the skates, he's got the hands to make you pay. So I would think these kind of tournaments would make him look better.
TK, I'm of the opinion that when you get these international competitions together, everyone focuses on the U.S. and Canada, and if Russia was playing, everyone would focus on them. But I always think the Swedes are just flying real low under the radar. I always keep keep my eye on Sweden in these competitions,
TK. My God,
TK.
Why don't you just move there or bet your house on them? You like them so much. It's very weird.
Is there? You know what? The one thing about these kind of international things, it's not who has the most talent. It's who can gel the quickest and become a team the fastest. And one thing the Swedes have always been really good at is playing as a team and playing off each other. And that's what makes them so dangerous. And again, they've got some unbelievable players. And when you think of a team, they're right up there with Canada and U.S. for team bonding, you know, and team chemistry. So you can't take them lightly. And
that being said, there's no way on God's green earth you're picking them to win this tournament, correct?
He's picking Canada.
No, he's not. He's picking the U.S. team, I heard. Is that true?
So, listen, if I had, like, an endless amount of money and I was a betting guy and I love, like, to bet, I would put some money down on them just to see if I can triple my money. Just because they're that dark horse.
Sweden.
You never know. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Chris.
Maybe Pony, you should put a sock in it there with your questions to me about Sweden, Pony.
All right, so bottom line for you is who wins?
This is such a hard question. Like, I would think it would be Canada with McDavid, with Sid, with McKinnon. Those guys, I just think they're such high-level players. But in the back of my head, when I see how teams are built, the U.S. they have three or four legit lines with roles. You know, their top two lines are goal scorers. Their third line to great checking, and their fourth are grinders that can, you know, that are goal scorers but know how to play that grinding game. So I think it's going to be between Canada and U.S. And
who are you picking?
I think it's going to be an OT. Imagine if Sid scored.
Okay,
OT.
So who are you picking?
He's pressing you, Tyler.
Come on, Tyler.
You're not getting
you
off the
offense
here. Yeah, you're not getting off the show easily here.
I'm going to say Canada.
I thought so. Thank you, Tyler. We'll talk next week. We'll break it down then. Tyler Kennedy.
Well, you got to tell me who you're going for.
Oh, Pony's going Team USA all the way.
No, I think they made horrible decisions on some of the guys on the roster. I'm picking Canada too.
I'm picking Sweden.
Well, news, another dark horse, Finland.
Well, there's only four.
Rule out the Czechs the next time they get
the Scandinavian
this thing.
Countries. You cannot. They're just the team building is great, Tyler, like you said.
Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, see you, boys.
See ya.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.